Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to Marcus Meets, a show that is definitely 100% free. If you're paying for it right now, stop. And with that being said, if you want more Marcus Meets content, you can choose to give us a little bit if you become a patron of the show. And in return, we'll give you bonus content, early access to episodes, downloads, discounted merch and tickets when we do live shows, and input on who is next and what we say to them on the show. To do all of that, go to marcusbronzy.com/thanks. I met up with a rapper called Megaran on a London date. Now, Megaran's got a flourishing musical career. His album called Random, he released on a format that I don't think anyone else has released an album on, which is amazing when you hear about it. It's a real thing. You'll want to YouTube it or Google it after you hear it. It's a real thing. And he also does a lot more as well. His catchphrase is teach a rapper hero. So the first thing I wanted to ask him was, Megaran, were you actually a teacher at some point?
I used to be a teacher. I taught for 6 years in Philadelphia and Phoenix, Arizona. I quit that to make crazy rap music about video games.
I like it. And I do want to talk about the music real soon. But with regards to teaching in Philly, what was that like?
It's kind of rough, man. You ever see any of those teaching movies like, what is it, Lean On Me, Dangerous Minds, The Principal, there's a million of them. So it was kind of like that. You know, you walk in and teens, you know, they show no respect to a new face, especially teens that have been through a lot, that have seen a lot of teachers come and go. They don't expect you to be there for the long haul, so they don't necessarily respect you. But you got to earn that respect. And it's just like on the stage, you know. People come, they're like, all right, let's see what you can do. And then you got to earn their trust and the respect. And by proving you're going to be there for the long haul, by showing them new things, being creative, and giving them some effort, like you really care. And I think that's what helped me in my transition to music full time.
Nice. So were there any students there called Smith, first name Will?
No, actually not. Plenty of Smiths, I think. But similar to Will, I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. But
but you didn't go to Bel Air?
I didn't go to Bel Air. I went to Phoenix, Arizona. It wasn't after a fight, but it was just me wanting a change of scenery. I was tired of snow, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't like snow. I don't get along with snow very well.
Yeah.
So it was time to go. I packed up my little Kia. I put everything in there and I drove all the way across the country, 3,000 miles.
Wow.
And I started a new life in Phoenix.
Wow. I'm not going to lie. Everyone that I've met from Phoenix, they don't have to party, man.
Yeah. I think maybe if they're college students out there, ASU, Arizona State University.
Yeah, they get down.
They were voted like number one party school, so they get down.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Anyway, back to the music. So you decided to start making music. When was that again?
I was already making music in Philly, like in the 90s. I was caught up in the, you know, I'm a big 90s hip-hop head. So, yeah. You know, stuff like Wu-Tang, Gangstar, Big L, Biggie, Nas, Tribe Called Quest, The Roots.
Jeez.
All that stuff was what inspired me. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I want to make some rap music that's like that. And that's what happened. I started making rap music and I did it in Philly. I put out my first album, The Call, while I was in Philadelphia in 2006.
Awesome. And yeah, let's bring it up to 2005 now. You know, you're well into your music career. New album?
The new album, Random, will be out now. Random is out now.
Was there a specific reason you decided to drop it on September the 11th?
Actually, September 15th was my date, but I was told that there's some global release day,
yep,
which is now Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And so it moved me back from Tuesday to Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, people shop on the weekends and all that stuff, yeah, and they got a little more money than, yeah, on Tuesdays. And so something just happened. Like, this is a fairly new thing, the global, mm-hmm, release thing. And so now it's Friday, which happened to be the 11th, which is the day I was not trying to release anything on. It's the day that we reflect in the States.
Yes.
And so
it's the day I drink most.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So I'm a Virgo. And so it, my birthday is September 3rd. So I was determined to release it within the Virgo,
right,
spectrum or cusp or whatever. And so the 15th, I believe, was one of the last days of being a Virgo. And that's why I aimed for that.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. What'd you do for your birthday?
I had a release party in Philadelphia, in Phoenix, actually. Mm-hmm. We had MC Chris come out and a bunch of great acts from Arizona. We sold out a very, very dope venue in Phoenix, Arizona for my first sellout as a headliner. And we killed it, man. It was a great show. I got a little drunk. Yeah, we had a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. I ate cupcakes. Carrot cake cupcakes. Carrot cake
cupcakes. Carrot cake cupcakes and alcohol.
Yeah, man.
That sounds,
yeah,
like a dream for me. If it was on a Friday, I'd have a great time.
Oh, yeah. It was a Thursday, though, but it was all good.
Oh, that's all good. So what can we expect from the new album?
Just crazy concepts, you know, just the same, I think, lyricism and beats and I guess kind of a, I call it kind of a smart art thing where I'm doing some things that are new and creative with the music, but also giving you the same heart that people remember from my earlier releases, but with a new coat of fresh coat of paint on it. People were maybe expecting video game samples from me, and there are no significant video games.
Steps away from that, yeah?
Stepped away. I feel like that's what the Random album is about, is me creating and flourishing in my own universe and not someone else's universe. I think an important thing is all these years later, I realized that building a brand is not about building someone else's brand. It's about being yourself. And yeah, while video games are a huge part of me, I feel like directly sampling video games is a little less artistry,
yeah,
from an artist who wants to create new things. I want to make things that people sample for me later on, you know. So I worked with a lot of great producers, composers from video games that I looked up to, who I did original pieces and collaborations with. Michiru Yamane, who did Castlevania Symphony of the Night,
yeah,
one of my favorite game soundtracks of all time. She did the intro, a piano piece. Laserbeak from Doomtree did a great beat for me. Just so many guys that I've always wanted to work with,
yeah,
were willing to get down on this project. So there's like a bunch of different producers. I just kind of threw it all at the wall, like all my hopes and dreams and fears and desires, and just threw it at the wall and put it under some crazy beats. Okay. And that's what Random is.
So if you are a fan of gaming, you are still adding a gaming element, but in your own special way. Am I right in saying?
Absolutely. Plus, I did something new with this album where I recreated every track in an 8-bit chiptune format. So there are remixes that you'll get if you get the album on Bandcamp. You'll get Nintendo sound files of remixes of each song. Also, there's going to be, this is the first time it's ever happened with a hip hop album, is my album is going to be released on a NES cartridge. So,
sorry, say that again.
My album will be released on an NES cartridge.
No, I misheard you.
Okay.
You said that one more time.
And my album will be released on an NES cartridge. I have the prototype in my hand at my house, and it's amazing. I pop it on, my album cover's there. You press start, the track listing shows, and you play, and you rewind, and you fast forward, and you skip, and you hear the entire album in its entirety, but recreated with chip sounds. So it sounds like it could have been in a video game, but it's not. These are all original tunes.
Cool. And halfway through, do you have to take it out, blow the cartridge, and put it back in again?
Only to get to the secret tracks. Yeah. You gotta blow it, jiggle it, you know, yeah. Do a little bit of science.
A little bit of cursing. Go cursing. Well.
You might have to slam your controller
you know.
To get the bonus track.
That's awesome. That's really cool, man. What about with regards to visuals? I do like the fact that you like to step out of the box with the visuals that are out there at the moment. What can we expect?
Oh, man, there's a new video for this track called Laughing At You, which maybe be out in a week or two. It's crazy. I decided to dress up like the Joker and face paint and all. And
which Joker?
Classic Joker, of course. I'm talking about I was going for the Jack Nicholson Joker from 89 Batman, which is my favorite.
The better Joker.
Do you agree with me, though?
I agree.
The best Joker.
I agree. I mean, Heath Ledger was awesome, but
he was all right.
He wasn't.
No, I'm sorry. Like, with all due respect to the dead, yeah. For me, I've got to be honest with you.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack though, he's my favorite.
Yeah.
Jack was great, man. So many quotables in that movie. Mm. I still know the whole 89 movie by heart. And so I dressed up like the Joker. We had some fun with that. It's inspired by my favorite comic of all time, The Killing Joke.
Cool.
Which is a Batman one. And so that's crazy. That's coming next. There's going to be some. The first video for Infinite Lives, I had a friend recreate my favorite video game stages in 3D. So he has my character, like 8-bit version of me, jumping through Mega Man stages in 3D, like so it moves around and stuff. So I'm just trying to go to the next level with the visuals to match what I think is happening with the audio output. Is just going to a new place, you know.
Awesome, man.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too as well. So you've hooked up with the guys from Gamer Disco for this gig. Have you worked with them before?
Who's Gamer Disco?
No.
I've never heard that word in my life. No, just kidding. Yeah, I worked with Gamer Disco at one of my first London shows, a place called the Book Club, and we had an amazing show there. I remember that show specifically because it was in a basement, and above it was a restaurant, and there were people eating, and they thought it was too loud because we had everybody going crazy down there, and they were like, we thought it was a bloody earthquake, you know, and I was like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted. So it was such a fun show, and that was why I was determined to work with Gamer Disco again, and I'm glad it all worked out, man. Like, here we are again. Once again, going 2 for 2.
That's what we like. 2 for 2. Strong. What can we expect from a live show?
The live show is going to be insane. It's going to be much like a roller coaster ride where there will be some highs. We'll start off with a high and then we come down. And then some loops. And at the end, we all vomit together.
Right. Cool. I was looking at some merchandise out there as well. Did I see some vinyl?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Coming out of your bag.
Oh yeah, see, we're pushing 2 projects tonight. Myself and Storyville did an album earlier this year called Soul Veggies, where we both work together, and we have a vinyl for that, a 7-inch. We have a 12-inch coming as well, and Random will be on full 12-inch double gray vinyl, which is coming by the holiday season. So yeah, we got some wax over there. Are you a vinyl collector?
Oh yeah, I'm original. I've even got the middles as well. I've noticed people will buy
because you need them with the 7-inch. You gotta have the middles. That's how I know you're a true record player.
Yeah.
People be like, "Ooh, I'll go play this," and they don't really know how to play.
bouncing around the place.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for giving us some of your time. I know the live show is going to be dope. If we want to get in contact with you, what's the best way, or follow what you're doing?
Throw up the bat signal, and then I'll be there. No, honestly, megaran.com, megaran on Twitter, random beats on Instagram, megaran music on Facebook, and megaran everywhere. But if you look at it too closely, it looks like Meg Ryan. So so it's not Meg Ryan. It looks like Meg Ryan, but it's not. Megaran.com, at megaran.
Meg Ryan and megaran, obviously 2 very different types of entertainers. That was another episode of Marcus Meets, which is produced by Marcus Bronzy. Thank you to the co-producers Billy Wright, Shane Powell, David Shawcross, Milo Fisher, Wide Awake aka CJ Beats, and Jordan Crisp for the introduction and outro music. Without all of you, this would not be here right now. You can listen to Marcus Meets via iTunes podcasts for Apple devices or Acast, which works with every single phone out there that is smart, that plays audio files. If you are unsure what will work with your device, then head to marcusbronzy.com/meets to listen with any device that you've got. We would love your feedback in the form of a rating and or review. You can do that by clicking on the link in the description of this show. And if you really love us, you can become a patron of Marcus Meets and get access to bonus content, early episodes, exclusive merch, and loads more in return for a donation of your choice every single month. Check out all of that by going to marcusbronzy.com/thanks. That's marcusbronzy.com/thanks.